Morning has broken.
My name is Lucy Cooper. I've spent 10 years now making award-winning podcasts and documentaries, such as The History of Teabags, Slags, A Love Poem to England, and Irons in the Fire, What Jeremy Did Next. Now I'm turning my attention to religion, the religion of my childhood, Christianity. As flag bearer for the local Brownies at Sunday service, I saw a lot of things when the flag wasn't in the way. I heard a lot of things, some great sermons, inspiring stories. I met a lot of kind people, nans mostly, but I always left feeling uplifted. But it's not 1990 anymore, and I had to leave the Brownies. My decision. The world has changed. We're living in less innocent, more narcissistic times. And so I ask you, is there room for God in a world of bum implants and super yachts? I got in touch with three vicars who work in parishes in the northeast of England, and I asked if I could interview them. This show focuses on them and those around them in their everyday lives over the course of a year, to find out what keeps them working for the man upstairs. God. My name is Lucy Cooper, and this is God's Work. I began this journey the day after the prestigious Northeast Vicar of the Year Awards. Reverend Bill Tinsey from St Matthew's in Concert had taken the title, and I was keen to meet him fresh from his victory. On the phone, Bill had been a modest and gentle person, but as my dad has always said, winning makes people go up their own bums, and I was interested to see if Bill had gone up his. It was a lovely day in Concert as I met with him and his curate, Rebecca Dernin.
Bill, tell me, how did it feel to win that award?
Not bad, yeah.
Bill?
What?
Are you not going to elaborate?
Well, I can, Rebecca, but what do you say about winning an award? You know, without sounding a bit smug.
It was great, Lucy. We're all so proud of Bill.
Well, you're biased.
I owe Bill everything.
Oh, Rebecca, dramatic.
What makes you say that? When I was a teenager, right, I was off the rails, like proper mental. And I met Bill when he came to do a talk, a sort of outreach thing. And he was one of only a few people who offered to help us. Long story short, I didn't know what I was doing with my life, and then Bill saved us. It was when I saw him do a sermon, I thought, I want to do that.
Really? And what was it about that sermon that was so good?
Good question. I'd like to know myself.
It was about doors, right?
Oh, no, it was that one.
Aye.
Not even one of my top five sermons.
And I was amazed by the numbers that you had here today at the service.
Well, yes, we're a very busy church. And the choir are at the top of their game at the moment, I have to say.
But what do you think makes your parish so successful?
Common goals. Everyone's on the same page. We all want to worship and we all want to help each other. 20 years I've been here and we've built this parish up into something really good.
What the flip was that?
That doesn't sound good.
Quick, Bill.
It's Iris. I'd recognise that Fiat Panda anywhere.
I'll call an ambulance, Bill.
Iris?
Oh.
Iris, are you okay?
Arthur!
It's Reverend Bill, Iris.
Keep still, Iris. The ambulance is coming.
Arthur!
Who's Arthur?
That's her late husband. The ambulance is coming, Iris. Are you in pain?
Arthur!
Arthur's not here. He's with God now.
No, look, Bill.
Oh, no, she's crashed into Arthur's headstone.
Arthur!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Be quiet, Iris.
Who would have thought?
The ambulance was on its way, and I took that as my cue to leave. When an accident happens, most people make the mistake of thinking they can help, when really all they do is add numbers to a crowd of busybodies. And as I queued for a Filet-O-Fish at the drive-thru, I knew that was being helpful to Iris in a way that someone who was slowing down traffic or making the ambulance driver a tea could never be. I then made my way to meet my next vicar, Reverend Wilson Penn, and his partner Guy, an accountant. Wilson, as he insisted I call him, was a breath of fresh air for his parishioners, a man famous for making his sermons bright, fun, and full of music. I was interested to see the challenges Wilson faced on a day-to-day basis as a gay vicar. And as I joined him and Guy at Newcastle Central Station, it appeared the first challenge of the day was the late arrival of the 11 o'clock from King's Cross, although that had nothing to do with him being gay.
Hi, Guy. Hi, Wilson.
Hi, Lucy. Lovely to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. My pleasure. So, what is happening?
Well, We're having a Church Has Got Talent evening, ce soir. That's this evening, at our church. We spent months planning it.
And it's a charity event?
Yes, it's for charity, raising money for some new instruments for the church's youth band. And we have a star performer arriving from London.
Wow, and you sound excited. Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm beyond excited.
He really is.
I've been asking Vincent's agent every year, thrice a year since 2001. And this year, he finally said yes.
It's all sold out. We've got an audience to rival the Sermon on the Mount.
The guy loves to show that he sometimes reads the Bible.
I do.
But seriously, this is the biggest thing to happen at St. Cuthbert's since we got the Bibles recovered. Oh, is this him? It's him. It's him. There he is. There he is in the fedora. Vincent. Vincent.
Trying to stay calm.
Hello. I'm Vincent. Vincent Reed. Great to meet you.
Vincent, this is my partner, Guy.
Hi, Vincent. And this is Wilson, in case you hadn't guessed.
Fantastic to meet you. And this lovely lady is...
Oh, I'm Lucy. Just ignore me. I'm making a documentary.
Lovely to meet you, Lucy.
So, can I take your... Sorry, can I take your bag, Vincent, please?
That sneeze that just happened there, is that an allergy type of sneeze or what?
Oh, probably dust.
I really can't get ill. I've got a huge gig tomorrow with the Strannans at number 10 Downing Street, and I need to be on tip-top form for that.
Oh, I'm sure you will be.
I can already feel a tickle in my throat. Something's not quite right.
Well, that sounded beautiful.
Vincent, let me take your bag.
I'll just walk a few yards ahead of you. Make sure I'm taking in fresh air.
Okay.
It was time to meet the last of our vicars, and I was excited. Reverend Richard Crisp was on his way to his very first day in his new parish of St. Luke's in Sunderland West.
Richard, can you tell me a bit about how you came to be a vicar?
My father was a vicar in the same parish that I've been at all these years, St. Margaret's in South Kensington. A very different place to where we're heading, Lucy. And my father had a very different style to me.
How do you mean?
It was unpleasant. He really meant business, you know? He wanted you to be frightened of the wrath of God. His sermons were so long and relentless. So were his weddings. They were absolutely grueling. Anyway, I'd studied theology at Oxford and I just drifted into the family business, as it were, but I so wanted to be different to him.
At the roundabout, take the first exit.
And is that what you feel you can do up here? Something different?
Yeah, it was all a bit easy in South Kent, you know. Whereas here, there's the opportunity to really find a congregation, reach out and build something from the ground up. Everyone who works here just seems so nice. Plus, you know, I don't have any ties in London, I'm afraid, so here I am.
Your destination is on the right.
Literally, here I am. Well, that seemed to go quite quickly. I hope it didn't bang on too much, Lucy.
No.
Now, here's Julian. Julian is head of the parochial church council. Julian!
Richard, welcome. Good to see you again.
This is Lucy, who's making the documentary.
Ah, hello, Lucy.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Lucy will just be following us around a bit, Julian, as we discussed, recording a few things.
Oh, great stuff. Nice car.
It was my father's. It's a Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow, 1967. The final drive needs a little work, but look, I'm sure you're not remotely interested in that kind of thing. Shall we head inside and talk shop?
Certainly.
I like your sandals, by the way. Are they technically sandals?
Yes, they are.
What I'm really interested in is innovative ways of getting people through the door. I mean, the congregation we have at present, what are we looking at? Fairly old people?
Yes, very senior. Over the winter, four people passed away.
Four? You're not doing a shipment, are you, Julian? Putting arsenic in the tea?
No. Although I have thought about it. That was a joke.
Oh! I'm going to have to watch this one, Lucy.
Sorry, Richard. Oh, you were saying?
Well, it's clear that we've got to reach out to younger people. You see, at South Kent, we ran a series of very successful mother and baby groups. How do you feel about something like that?
Sounds good.
We could introduce a playgroup. One morning a week. That can bring wonderful energy to a place. We could start it this Friday. How about that?
He's keen, Lucy. I'll be in there.
I am. And I tell you what, I'll pop into town now and have a word with some mums at the school gates. It's about that time of day, isn't it? 3:20, yes. Where's the primary school again?
On Tavistock Road.
Right. I could introduce myself to some mums, let them know what we're planning. How's that for Keane?
Right now.
I get like this, Julian. You'll come to realise I'm excited. I'm a doer.
You want me to join you?
No. You stay here. I'll do a quick hello at the school and we can meet back here later. And we need to talk about the calendar leading up to Christmas. Right, let's go. Lucy, do you want to come along?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in concert, it seemed that Bill and Rebecca had come up with quite the plan to raise money for Arthur's new headstone. And as I wandered into St Matthew's Church Hall, it was like something out of Olivia Newton-John's classic video, Let's Get Physical.
Come on in. We're all deep in training in here for the fun run next week.
Wow, goodness me. How's Iris doing?
Oh, she's just over there doing Jesus jumps.
Jesus jumps?
Aye, they're like star jumps, but you just do the arms. Yeah, all the bubble wrap she had in her car for the jumble sale sort of cushioned her, so she's as right as rain.
Good.
Hi, Lucy, welcome back.
Bill, hello.
This, it's basically Jesus, but without the sash.
And I'm Noah. I'm building a wooden ark to go around my waist, complete with two of every animal. Cracking job, folks. Lovely burpees, Iris. Right. Who wants a tea?
Bill, we're doing another circuit in a minute. Are you not joining in?
Well, maybe it's after this brew.
Bill's done zero training for the run. The only exercise he's doing is lifting that kettle to the tap.
I've got a job lot of custard creams going begging if anyone's interested.
And are you worried about the lack of training?
I am worried, Lucy. He's not what I would call a natural athlete, if you know what I mean.
Bill wasn't the only person averse to warming up, it seemed, as I found out when I joined Wilson and Guy at home with a rather poorly Vincent Reed.
Vincent, would you like some honey in your lemon sip?
Yes, please.
We are so excited that you're here, Vincent. Church Has Got Talent has been sold out for weeks.
Standing room only.
That hasn't been the case at our church since medieval times.
That's not actually a joke.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can sing this evening.
What?
Well, why not?
I think I should have a little lie down. I'm convinced I've got a throat infection. When you've been in the business as long as I have, you just know these things. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll do some selfies at the end for you, of course.
Why don't I show you to the guest room, Vincent?
Thank you. That's very kind.
I can't believe this is happening. That sneeze was an allergy.
There's a lot riding on this for you, isn't there, Wilson?
Everything's riding on it. It's like Vincent's a gifted pony and the whole parish is on his back.
Do you know anyone else who could step in?
Someone as popular as Vincent.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Who could possibly replace the legendary Vincent Reed? Wait a moment. I think I know just the person.
Over in Sunderland West, meanwhile, and Richard was every mother's dream. A man in a car, driving round and round a school, watching children with a determined look in his eye.
Oh dear, where am I meant to park? All these cones littering the street. look, there's a mum now, surely.
Hello? Hello, excuse me, can I have a word?
I'm sorry?
I'm the new vicar at St Luke's on Hold Street, the Reverend Richard Crisp.
Have you got any ID?
No, I mean, my dog collar?
Well, anyone could dress like a vicar.
Okay, well, just give me a moment, I'm sure I've got... Sorry, Lucy, I just need to find...
I'm sure you
I've got my driving license. Yeah, somewhere. Here we go, a Reverend Richard Crisp.
All right.
What was your name, sorry?
Candy.
Candy, lovely to meet you, Candy. I'm Reverend Richard. The thing is, we're organising a stay and play at the church this Friday morning at 10. And it's free, you know, tea and biscuits provided. Would you be interested in that with your lovely son, is it?
Maybe. Freddy, get down off that man's car!
Oh, dear. He's a one, isn't he?
Don't worry, these Rolls Royces are pretty tough.
Freddie, I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Freddie!
Get off! Get down at once!
Don't shout at my Freddie like that.
He was jumping up and down in my car.
I'm going to tell everyone I know that the new vicar shouted at my kid and made him cry.
Now, Candy, hang on a minute. I was just asking him to
desist.
No, and
I'll say you were curb crawling looking for mums outside the school.
Now, Candy, calm down, please.
And then she yelled, "You perv," quite loudly. A bit of a crowd had gathered by that point, hadn't it, Lucy?
Yeah.
Oh, Richard, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry, Julian. It was all my fault. I shouldn't have shouted at someone's child. I mean, dear me, what a terrible start.
I'll try not to worry too much.
I'll put this right. I'm going to go into town and buy some toys.
What, no?
I got us into this mess. I'm going to get us out of it. I'll go now, and then later I'll start a Facebook group for the parish. We'll get the stay and play on there.
Okay.
Back soon.
He's got a lot of energy.
Back to concert with Reverend Bill Tinsey, and the day of the Harfathon had arrived. I joined an excited gang of runners at the starting line as Bill got the energy amped up. Much like whoever amps up the crowd for Prince Harry when he pretends to DJ.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Great Iris Harfathon. So called because it's Iris's fault we're all standing out here in the rain. But from bad experiences like hers, we learn lessons and we come back fighting. And look at Iris, or should I say, Joan of Arc.
That's me!
Ready to run her first race at the age of 80. A lot of us, I know, have never done anything like this before, so we can all thank Iris for the extra years we've added to our lives by doing it. Right, without further ado, let's run! Dear, mate, that was loud. Oh, dear, dear, sorry about that. All right, off you go, off you go. That was it, that was the start. Go, 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 run, run, run.
Hi, Lucy. Sorry I can't stop, but the half-a-half-a-thon is underway.
Are you feeling like you've trained enough for today, Bill?
Sorry, Pet, I can't hear a thing since that gun went off. I'll see you at the finish line.
OK.
But it will be at the Tesco car park when I next saw Bill, half a kilometre from the finish line.
Oh, oh. Are you okay?
Oh, Lucy, I can taste copper. Is that good?
No.
Oh, me giraffe. Where's me other giraffe?
Bill, are you all right? I think he's delirious.
I've lost me giraffe.
Oh, he means from his ark. Oh.
I must have dropped it. I'll have to go back and find it.
Let me help you up, Bill. It'll look terrible if you don't finish the race.
Oh, it's a lot further than I thought it would be, Rebecca.
Are you running in your sandals?
Of course I am. Noah didn't wear trainers on the ark, Rebecca. Back then, sandals were trainers and donkeys were cars.
Well, we're fresh out of donkeys, so it looks like you're going to have to lean on me. Come on, we'll get there together. Hang on. What's this?
Oh, it's me giraffe. It was stuck in me ark the whole time. We've saved him, Rebecca. We've saved him from the flood.
Okay, right. I think we should maybe just stay here for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't think you're quite ready for any more running just yet.
Aye, you might be right. Oh, thank God I found you.
Is water?
Sometimes you need a friend to help you through difficult times, and sometimes you realise the only person who can save the day is you. As I returned to Jarrow, I found that Wilson was very much being his own Batman, and Guy was Robin. Me, of course, I was Alfred.
What an incredible evening. Thank you to all tonight's acts, the 4th Plimpton Brownies, Sandra Legg and Bono the Dog. Frank Metcalf in his amazing chair. And the wonderful Magnitude dance troupe. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Now, as we all know, we booked a special not-so-secret guest star to sing us out this evening. The wonderful Vincent Reed. Yeah. But, unfortunately, Vincent is not well and cannot sing for us tonight. I know. I know, no one feels the pain more than I. He will, however, be signing autographs and doing selfies at the end of the show. But I'm pleased to say we have a special guest replacement. Yep, and that is me. Woo! I would like to dedicate this song to my two heroes, Vincent Reed, and to my partner, Guy, my rock, who told me at Carpew Karaoke that I had the best voice he had ever heard in his life.
I was drunk, Lucy, I was drunk.
Which gave me the confidence to take to the stage this evening.
I guess he's the only other celebrity he knows. There's only one problem, though.
What's that?
Musically, he does have a habit of biting off more than he can chew.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses.
Vincent, aren't you meant to be resting?
I was listening, but I can't simply lie down while Andrew's work is being murdered.
Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light. And listen to the music of the night.
Close your eyes and your spirit start to soar. The darkness of the music of the night.
Wilson, how was that?
Oh, to see Vincent gliding towards me like that with such force, with his own vibrato propelling him forward, it was exhilarating. Boy, it looked almost choreographed, didn't it? Like when Bradley and Gaga sang at the Oscars. We were just really feeling each other out there. Oh, hello, Beryl. Did you enjoy?
Oh, amazing, Reverend. Amazing. Oh. Well done, Vincent. Can I have a selfie?
Of course you can. Just give me one moment. So, what next for us, Vincent? The crowd were loving it.
I'd better run for my train. Call me, Wilson. Here's my number.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you so much for this evening. It was a great warm-up for my gig at number 10 Downing Street tomorrow. Ciao, guy!
Lucy!
Ciao!
Au revoir, Wilson!
Au revoir, Vincent! Did you hear that? He said, call me. Vincent Reed wants me to call him. Look, he gave me his number. He's probably thinking about his next tour. Me, him, I could be his warm-up. Songs from the shows.
Noodle.
When I give it my all in the presence of Jesus, things always pay off. Always. I gave that performance 110%. And now look what's happening. An international tour with Radio 2's Vincent Reed. I'd better go and see Beryl over there. She wanted a selfie with me. Beryl!
It looks like tonight's giving Wilson a real confidence boost.
Yeah.
You don't sound too sure, Guy.
Unfortunately, this mobile number Vincent has given Wilson, it's only 4 digits long. You haven't got a black pen on you, have you?
Wilson was on a high, in spite of a man giving him a fake phone number. We've all been there. Would Reverend Richard Crisp be equally ecstatic at the grand opening of his weekly stay and play?
Oh, dear. It's after 11. Where is everybody? Oh, dear.
Are you okay? You look a bit stressed.
Well, what a disaster. In my last parish, you just had to tell one person you were starting a group and the news would spread like wildfire.
Tea, no sugar.
Thanks, Julian. Isn't that Freddy?
Where is everyone?
Candy! Candy, come in. There are no other children here at present, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine. Freddie would only get in a fight.
Can Julian get you a cup of tea?
Aye. Milk, one sugar, please.
Coming right up.
I'm just here to say I'm really sorry about the other day, Vicar. Freddie was off his box on M&Ms, and it can't be nice when a kid is trashing your car. Thing is, he takes up all my energy. And I didn't have any politeness left sometimes.
Please, no apology needed, really.
I can't believe there's need more people here, you know. But they'll come. You've got all these new toys. It's free, and someone makes you a brew.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm going to tell everyone about it. Freddie, get down! Get off the piano! Excuse us a moment.
Well, look, it's not so bad, is it? I mean, Freddie's having fun. We've started something.
Yes, sir, we have.
Onwards and upwards.
This week's show seemed to be about generosity. Not on my part, although for the record, I do take a packet of biscuits with me whenever I interview someone. But rather, generosity of spirit on the part of our vicars. Bill and his gang running for fun. No one does that anymore. Most people just run so they can sound more interesting than they are. My cousin Taryn's personality is exactly that. She's a runner. That's literally all she has. But this run was about Arthur's headstone and doing something for Iris. It was very moving watching everyone cross the finish line. Richard, wanting to start again and challenge himself. Not an easy thing to do at his stage of life, but the unstoppable energy he carries with him will no doubt power him through any situation. He's like Beyoncé in that respect. And finally, Wilson, wanting to get a celeb along to his Church Has Got Talent evening to make it really special. I once got Colin Jackson along to my Year 6 assembly, so I know the feeling. And it's a great one. I've been Lucy Cooper. Join me next week as we open another window on God's Work. God's Work was written by Louise Ford and Yasmin Akram and was produced by Claire Broughton. It featured Rowan Atkinson, Gillian Bevan, Sarah Dakin, Victoria Elliott, Louise Ford, Clive Rowe, Rudolph Walker and Mike Wozniak. God's Work is a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4.